Folks, Dan Frio here with your closing bell for St. Paddy's Day, March 17th, 25. Some mortgage rates, down a little bit today. It was kind of a good market. Let's go over to the equity markets. They were positive all the way across the board. Economic calendar, nothing on the agenda tomorrow. Then on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve is going to come out and tell us what they're going to do. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's video. What the Fed is supposed to do. And I have two analysts coming on, and we're going to show them. They were interviewed on CNBC. We're going to get their take. One is saying 4 rate cuts. The other is saying 0. Should you guys do? Get over to it. Let's try to figure out what the markets are going to give us. I'm going to give you some short, midterm, and long-term views with all this. So let's get to it. So mortgage rates, like I said, went down just a hair today. So for those newbies out there, you know, you might ask, Dan, where did you get these rates? Well, Mortgage News Daily, they do a great job. They survey lenders all over the country. They ask them 5 questions, because you might see this, and there is no just set rate, like the 30-year fixed rate is X. There's all adjustments when it comes to interest rates. So to get these rates, you have to have 5 pieces of the puzzle. So these 5 pieces are, first 3 are pretty simple. You're going to buy your first home. It's a single family home. Live there. It's going to be your primary residency. Okay, that's me. Well, people, to get that rate, you're going to need 2 more big pieces of the puzzle. We say here a lot on the channel is don't judge a book by its cover. So just because you saw that rate, it looks great. Do you qualify for that? So to get that rate, you needed those 3 pieces of information. Plus, we're putting down 75% or 25%, making a loan to value at 75%. They have a 780 credit score. So that if that's you, well, that's most likely right about where your rate's going to be. That's not you. I'm going to give you all my information at the end of this video because I can help you figure it out. Because our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? I'm going to give you that information at the end. So let's get over to it. Stock market liked some things that came out today. Those things were basically retail sales. But I don't know if you knew, last night we bombed another country. And that I thought was going to be an uproar all through everything. And you really don't even see it maps anywhere. So, okay, right now it's green across the board. The markets are liking this. The one good thing behind all this is people aren't pulling their money. Remember, we were trying to figure out where's all this money going, because people are selling bonds at the end of last week and they're selling stocks. And we're like, okay, it has to be just sitting on the sidelines. A little more proof of that. You have people bailing into the jumping back into the market right through here. And then again, like I said, you see the bond market right through here up 4 ticks. Now, nothing to write home about. But I want to go over this briefly with you, because we have the Federal Reserve. Like I said, there's no news coming out on Tuesday. Then we have the Federal Reserve coming out tomorrow. I want to go over here. Here's what the bond market did today. We'll just say it's flat over the last 2 days or so. It's just nothing really moving. I'm going to go over to this interview right here. And this is the pendulum on how wide the variances are in this. So do they do this for publicity, or do they actually believe in what they're saying? I always come on here and I tell you exactly what I think. I could be right or wrong. But these guys, one of them is going to be way off, because one is saying there's going to be no rate cuts this year. Okay. And the other gentleman comes on, he said there's going to be 4. And they both make really valid arguments. So which one is going to play out? You try to figure out here on a daily basis. So let's take their view on this. I'll give you the ups and the downs and what I think is they're going along the way, who I agree with and might give a little bit of with. But let's let them talk. Then we come back, I'll give you my point of view. I might even click as they're talking. They might be talking about some things on probabilities of rate cuts and maybe what the federal funds rate is or the PCE. So, you know, if they bring that up, I'll bring in these websites right through here. But let's get over to their interview. Pretty intriguing. I you know, it's hard which way to go with. So get away.
One sees no rate cuts this year. The other still sees 4. Joining us now, Ironside's Macros Director of Research, Barry Knapp, and Bank of America's Senior Economist, Aditya Bhave. Welcome to both of you. Aditya, you're a little more out of consensus at this point, which I can't even believe I'm saying. But why do you still think 0 may be the way we go?
Oh, thank you for having me. We think the activity data have held up really well, and inflation is nudging to the upside. So if you look at what the concerns have been with consumer sentiment, business sentiment, it's not just weaker activity, it's stagflation, right? So it's weaker activity with higher inflation. And then you think about, how has that sentiment materialized to the extent that it has? Well, it's materialized in inflation. We've had these upside surprises in inflation, and we haven't really seen the impact of tariffs yet. Despite that, inflation's been a little bit higher than expected. Meanwhile, activity's holding up. This, from our perspective, was a very strong retail sales report for February. December looked like an unsustainable surge. Well, guess what? The control group is back in level terms to where it was in December. So this was good news on the consumer.
Kelly, let's me and you score this.
Well,
okay, so that was one side of the fence. I'll give you the pros and cons of what I think. Last week, we had the CPI and the PPI, both surprisingly on the downside. So his take on some of that, you know, we'll have to give it a eh. What he's missing there is, and I agree with him with the tariffs. I think he brought up the tariffs. Tariffs are coming on board, but we don't know what they're going to be. We don't know how long they're going to be there. Can they be there briefly? Can there be long duration? We don't know. The jobs market, you know, if you look at the jobs reports, and over the last several months, there's been 200,000 jobs added each time. So the jobs market's looking good. Wages are keeping up or increasing over inflation. So that's, you know, that piece of it. Now let's get to the flip side of the coin on the four cut person.
Okay, let's get Barry go.
I was going to say, if this sounds persuasive, just wait.
Just wait.
Because Barry somehow is going to have to make this sound, you know, wildly optimistic. Barry, welcome. And you still see four cuts. Why?
Well, I would say, first of all, one of the things that Steve didn't mention and you know, the other guest didn't mention is that the Atlanta Fed PCE now forecast went from a little over 1%, 1.1 down to 0.4% after retail sales. So they're flat, essentially close to flat so far this quarter after being up 4.2 in the prior quarter. When we turned negative 3 weeks ago and forecasted a pretty good move in treasury prices higher, you know, we had 4.20 as our target for the 10-year yield. We got there in a week. We had a down 10 to 12% correction priced in for the equity market. Our idea was, and we expressed it a little less colorfully than Treasury Secretary Bessent did, but our idea was, you know, we had a positive 50 basis point contribution from government spending in the fourth quarter and a negative 50 basis point contribution from non-residential fixed investment in the fourth quarter. We were going to make that transition through the course of the year, but that meant weaker growth in the first half and potentially a pickup in the second half if that business confidence surge that happened over that in the post-election period held in. Now, it was dealt a setback in February, and so we're likely to have weak CapEx through the whole first part of the year. Consumption looks like it's softening, and government spending is likely headed on a lower trajectory. All of that, to me, sits on top of a labor market that we've been describing as very unstable, not stable full employment like Goolsbee argues. We've had churn in the labor market just absolutely collapse to levels we haven't been at since 2013, as evidenced by things like the Atlanta Fed wage tracker, switchers versus stayer series, or just this broad measure called reallocation, where you take the sum of hirings and separations over the size of the labor force. And we have wage pressure in the lower skilled cohorts. That lowest income quartile wages are growing 0.4% below the highest quartile from plus 3.6% in January of 22. So to me, the labor market looks like it's in a precarious spot. If you throw a bunch of government contractors and government employees out of work, that could really tip the balance. And last month's employment report to me was a mess. I mean, the U6 going up 0.5%, job finding rates near its all-time low in the history of that 30-year history of that series. I just think we're in a precarious spot.
And Barry, you make some good points, Barry, but I don't, Barry.
Okay, I'm going to have to lean toward this guy. Okay, so that doesn't mean I'm saying that there's going to be four cuts, because we've been shocked last time. Fed reduced rates by the biggest chunk in the last couple of decades, and it was 0.5%, and rates the next day on mortgages start spiking and went up within the next 2 weeks, 1%. So what we're talking about is, you know, we want you guys to be cautious. If you're going out there to buy that first house, you know, you can't really time things, but what you can do is focus in on the programs and different things you can focus in on. And just, you know, hopefully I can give you some guidance there. If you're a current homeowner, you still have people at 8% interest rate. And I'm not kidding you, 7.5%, 8%, 8.25%. You know, please do something with that. Please reach out to us. I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. Let's see how much it's going to cost you to refinance, what your break-even point is, how much money can you save each month. I'd love to help you navigate down in that environment. So a few things they were talking about is how many rate cuts are expected in the markets. Well, let's look at it. Right now, we're at 4.25 to 4.5 right now in the market. So that's where we are. There's going to be 1, 2, possibly 3. No, this one puts us out to March. So the markets are anticipating, this is a CME FedWatch tool. This gives us kind of an insight of what the Federal Reserve is going to do. They're meeting in one day from now, and they're selling us right now. There's a 99% chance of the markets or the Fed's not going to do anything. And then this is going to say there's two more rate cuts coming the rest of this year. I'm just going to say, you know, based on a lot of the information that the second person said in that video, we should probably see a rate cut in the next 60 to 90 days. Then from there, completely data dependent. But that doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to change. What's helping mortgage rates right now is a lot of costs being driven down at the government level. You might agree with it. You might not agree with it. A lot of it is really needed. And some of it, maybe is it overboard? Don't know. And we'll find out in the long run when that happens. So that's what we're looking at right through there. They also mentioned some things like the PCE and some other unemployment rates. We usually go through this as well, but today, you know, we'll go over this tomorrow because the Federal Reserve, when they come in tomorrow, they're going to address a lot of these things. So we'll address this tomorrow after the Federal Reserve comes out. I'm sorry, they're coming out on Wednesday. When they come out on Wednesday and tell us what exactly they're going to do. So tomorrow's probably going to be a humdrum day. Maybe we'll go over this in more detail tomorrow, what my expectations are there. So what my expectations are short term, I'm expecting rates to just stay right where they are until things just stabilize. So if you're expecting rates to drop substantially more, I don't really see that in the cards right now until we get more and more data. A little bit longer term out, you know, maybe 3 to 6 months, seeing rates starting to come down as long as tariffs, the Middle East, Europe and Russia and everything starting to stabilize. You're going to see starting markets coming down, and if the tariffs can all work themselves out by the end of the year, you're going to see a lot of fiscal things in place. My assumptions are, and you're going to start seeing the Treasury yield starting to drop substantially, and that's going to bring down mortgage rates with it. You know, you might be about, you know, 0.5% lower to, you know, by the end of the year than we are today. Can't count on it. Don't really know what tomorrow's going to be, honest. So that's my report so far. But how do we do what we talk about when I'm like, you know, we can shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, let me get over to it and explain what we do. My name is Dan Frio, and I work at a federally chartered bank. So what that means to you guys is I'm licensed all over the country as well as Puerto Rico. If you're in Puerto Rico, I'd love to work with you. Never done a loan there. But the benefit of working with us is our bank is a little unique. There's not many banks out there, probably less than a handful, that do what we do. Okay, so we're set up with our programs. We can lend loans and do all of our stuff. We also have about 33 other lenders that we can work with right now. They have programs like if you're an investor and you need a DSCR loan, got them. You're looking for bank statement programs. We have it. First-time homebuyers, FHA, VA, USDA, all those programs we have. We also can offer you any programs that they have, such as down payment assistance. As a $6,000 down payment assistance program, it'll give you $500 toward your appraisal credit. The other one we have, if you don't qualify for that one, there's another one that's $4,500 and $500 appraisal credit. The unique thing about these, they're basically grants. Do not have to pay them back. No adjustments to interest rate for these. If you want to check into all those, that's what we do. So by putting your application in right through here at therateupdate.com, that's what we're going to do. If you put in the application, what I'll do first, the first thing we're going to do, folks, we're not going to pull your credit. I promise you. We're going to get in touch with you, speak with you before we pull your credit. We know it's sensitive to you. We want to respect that. So if you have any questions, you don't want us, you know, you don't want to move forward with the application, well, schedule a consultation with me. Let's go through some questions that you do have before you move to that section where you put in all your information for us to pull credit. Or if you want to just give us a call, you can do that as well. You scroll down to the bottom of our website and that information is going to be right through there. Our 800 number is 475-5626, or you can reach me personally, Dan, rateupdate.com. And guys, you know, leave questions here. Send me, you know, you're looking to buy a house, you're looking to refinance. Just have a comment. Go ahead and leave that down below. But if you want me to answer your question or help you in a dilemma that you're in, I'd love to. So reach out to me. I'll be responding as quick as I can. But that's it for today. Hope you found useful, educational, maybe a little bit entertaining. If you did, don't forget to subscribe right over there. We're trying to get to 50,000 subscribers. You can help me get there. So that's it. Other than that, I will be back tomorrow, God willing, at the opening bell to let you know how this mess starts. All folks, thanks for watching. Take care. Bye-bye.